Hello, Patrick Stack here. We are on a small break at the moment, but we didn't want to leave you without anything to listen to over this festive period. So we've put together some of our favourite episodes from 2025. Hope you enjoy.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
I'm so stoked to bring you back to Oz too, because I remember like 17, 18, I looked in the surf and I was HPC and I was like, oh, I want to bring that back, you know. I want to bring one back to Australia and oh my God, I'm so honoured that I did.
Teenage dream to all grown up realities. We cannot get enough of Molly Picklum. Yes, we know we covered her world title win in the last episode, but when she's ready to talk after a night of partying in her wetsuit directly from Fiji, well, I just kind of think you're really going to want to hear this. Molly's talking inspiration, adversity, the roller coaster of emotions she's lived in the last 48 hours, big name people sliding into her DMs with congrats, tequila, and much, much more. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily. Molly Picklum is Australia's newest world champ. Molly, you're joining us from Fiji. What an incredible performance. How are you feeling right now?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And it's definitely a dream come true. It's weird. You're always like in this little no feeling zone because you just don't know how to feel because it's just these things don't happen very often in life. So I'm just soaking it in, enjoying it, enjoying chatting to everyone and sharing a bit of my story.
We watched with absolute joy as you claimed your victory yesterday and the scenes of you after the win with the Fijian singers. Pumping you up as you came into the trophy presentation were giving me all of the goosebumps. I just want to understand, what was the rest of your day like from that point to this point?
Yeah, I guess it's definitely get thrown into the system to like walk up and hear, which was actually really cool, walk into the trophy ceremony. Like you said, that was really special to share with all the Fijians and the locals and then all our loved ones kind of that were here to watch. And that was actually really sick. And then to the trophy ceremony and actually get our trophies and hold them and kind of have to put them down straight away because they're so heavy.
You guys want to carry those things and host them up real quick? Let's get them. Let's get them. Pass them over. Your world champion, Molly Picklum. From the Central Coast to the top of the world.
You get on a boat and you come flying back to the island that we've been staying on, Tabarua here, and I stayed in my wetsuit and my whole setup for like 3 more hours and just calling friends, family, just trying to spread the love and share the moment as much as I could with the bad Wi-Fi. But it was cool. And then, of course, the party starts, the music gets turned up and everyone loosens it, gets loose and enjoys the night.
Everyone loves a good celebration after a world title victory. What was your favourite moment from it? Was there something from the dance floor? Was there something that stood out to you? Take us inside the celebrations of a 22-year-old world champion.
Yeah, well, it was definitely like the whole tour is kind of staying here right now. No one had left yet, which was kind of cool. That doesn't happen all the time. So it was really cool to just celebrate the whole year and tequila shots were going around like crazy. So, yeah, the 22-year-old got a run for her money, that's for sure.
I can only imagine the messages of support that were coming your way from really important people in your life. We got one from Lane Beachley, and I'm sure you've probably heard from her as well, but I just wanted to read this for the benefit of our audience and maybe get your reaction. She said, "Hi, Patrick. So stoked for Molly. She's worked hard, committed herself to excellence and grown into one of the greatest world champs this sport will ever see. I'm incredibly proud and have no doubt this will be the first of many world titles for her. Great to see the world title back on Aussie soil." Like, what does that feel like to hear that from one of the greatest to ever do it?
It means a lot coming from Lane. Like, she's done it and she's actually someone that, like, won't hand out an, like, undeserved compliment, I guess I could say. She says it how it is. So to hear those words, it's just so kind of her and it really helps it sink in a lot. Lane's just such a legend, and it's really funny too for us because it's a full circle moment I've said that a few times, but when I was young, Surfing Australia ran this camp and Lane was actually like the head of it. And she, like, it was Lane Beachley's surf camp and all the like up and coming groms got invited to it. And randomly I went in there, no expectation. I was just like stoked to be on the Gold Coast for probably one of my first times. And funnily enough, she like awarded me her Rising Star Award. And I don't know what she saw in the little Sunny Coast girl, but she kind of picked it and called it out from early days. And I actually remember it was a pretty big, it kind of like set me on my little trajectory that I've been on, because I just remember thinking like, wow, there's all the best surfers in Australia my age here right now. And I kind of like, Lane is telling me I'm the one. And I was like, well, maybe I should give this sport a real crack, you know, and luckily I did.
We're certainly glad you gave it a crack. I'm interested as well in the heats in the final yesterday. I know that you've been working with Ben Crowe on your mental game, and to lose that first heat to Caroline, what did you sort of went through your mind and how did you reset to ultimately come out victorious?
Yeah, Crowe actually called me straight after. He's like, what were you thinking? Tell me now. And I think a lot of people, like, want to know that. And it's funny, I honestly don't have, like, this crazy answer that I did some crazy mind games to get myself back and up and about. I started the day with a plan and just wanted to perform the certain way that I wanted to go about it. And I didn't do that at all the first heat, and I deserved the loss. And I just came in and was like, oh, wow, I've made this hard for myself. That was maybe the only thought. And from there, I was like, just go back out and try what I was kind of meant to do, wanted to do that first time. So then I was like, all right, well, go and do what you wanted to do the last heat. You get another chance. So I just did that and then did it one more time.
Great pig dog stance here from Molly Picklum, right in the slot, just perfect pace. Comes out and a high risk manoeuvre. I just love the commitment. She's really going for it, which tells me that the confidence is high. You know, she's ready to stand up and take this moment. She's ready to earn the victory. And you can see the celebration there. She is just loving this moment.
Because you've had setbacks before. I think back to the mid-season cut of 2022. You know, how formative was that moment to getting you to this moment?
Yeah, I've been through so much, like, adversity just on an athlete kind of level. And I just lean on the past experiences I've had. Like, I've been knocked down and stood back up many times, more than I can even remember now. So at this point, it's just fun and games. It's like, wow, it's not like trying to dodge the knockbacks. It's just like, yep, the next one's going to come and I'm going to just keep on going.
Molly, during the trophy presentation, I was really interested to hear you say that you feel like you've turned your life around.
Oh my gosh, I'm so speechless, but it really feels like the cherry on top to what I've done to my career. And personally, I've really turned my life around. And I don't know, it's such a trip. Like, it's something that you can never take from me ever. And to be a world champion, to share it with Iago, and just with such an amazing season, was really special. And it'll stay with me for life.
Because from the outside looking in, yes, you've had your moments of adversity over your career, but you by and large look to be kicking ass most of the time. I was just wondering if you might share with us what you were talking about there.
Yeah, for sure. I know, when I kind of said it and it came out of my mouth, I was like, well, that was deep and heavy. But I just think for me, I was, was not too determined, but I just got in the way of myself and made things harder than what they probably needed to be. And I was just such a like go-getter that I kind of couldn't stop and just take in anything. I was kind of in a rush to get somewhere, like just a grom, like figuring out that life is long. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And I think for me, so I didn't enjoy it. It was kind of, life was stressful and hard. And I don't know, I just had a lot of figuring out and just understanding life a bit. I don't know, maybe every 20-year-old feels the same. Like, you just like come out of school and you're just like, well, okay, there's a big world out there. And then you calm down, you realize it's not that bad, and you can see the brighter things in life. And I feel like I just sit on the brighter side now. through surfing and sport, that's taught me and challenged me the most to sit on that brighter side. And it just taught me like life lessons that I'm forever grateful for.
You talk about it being a big world. You're on top of the world right now. You're a world champ. And I just wonder, while you're trying to, you know, soak up this moment, is it also giving you enormous fuel? Is there a sense that, hey, I'm not one and done. I'm 22 and this is a sport I really want to dominate over the next 5, 10, however many years?
Oh, for sure. It's funny, like, you get, like, they call it the monkey off the back, because obviously you go your whole career just wondering, like, wow, am I actually going to, is this going to happen, you know, is this written in my story? And to kind of tick it off so early is, it's really cool. It's freeing. It's like, wow, I backed myself with no evidence, no reason to, other than just, like, a kid with a dream.
A surfer that's been fearless in the heaviest waves, unstoppable all season. Molly Picklum, your world champion.
And then you kind of have all of a sudden the, like, yep, and you have the confirmation. So now it's just like, I think things, I mean, we don't know, the sport's hard, but I think it'll come a bit easier, a bit lighter.
Just finally, is there one reaction, text message, call, whoever it might be, that you thought, wow, that person's impressed by me? I didn't see that coming.
For sure, I had, like, messages from Steph and Mick, which are my absolute idols. Like, they're our Aussie world surfing champions that we all think of when we think of an Aussie champ. And they, like, not only congratulated me for winning the title, but just, like, there's, like, congrats on winning, and then there's, like, congrats, you're, like, you were in world title form and really deserve it, and, you know, all those kind of thoughtful messages. So that was really cool. But if I'm being completely honest, I think my most special ones were, like, my really close ones, where I just make them so proud for being me and living my way of my little life. And that stuff means a lot to me, because it's like, wow, your loved ones that see everything, like, they're still so proud of you. You know, they don't just see the trophy at the end of the day.
Won't get a better answer than that. Molly Picklum, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us on a massive day for you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, day one of being a world champ. Thanks for having me on.
Hope you enjoyed that. We will be back with fresh episodes January 5. See you then. Thanks to the WSL for the extra audio used in this episode.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.